Through the Hussein is the light of guidance and the ship of salvation.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salamun Alaikum. This is today's special. We're going to speak about the movement of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. I invite you to listen to this episode of today's special. Accept our condolences on martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him.
As-salamu alayka ya Sayyida Shuhada. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Today, Monday, is the 3rd of Muharram, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 10th of Mordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 1st of August, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We are Muslim. We start every work and every program and every plan by recitation of the Holy Quran. For today, we'll listen to chapter Al-Hajj, verse 60.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Thalik wa man aqaba bimithli ma aqiba bihi thumma bughiya alayhi layansurannahu Allah inna Allah la'afuwun ghafur.
That is so, and whoever responds to injustice with the equivalent of that with which he was harmed and then is tyrannized, Allah will surely aid him. Indeed, Allah is pardoning and forgiving.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
There is a narration, the commentary from Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, who has said that the purpose of the sentence, "more certainly Allah will aid him," is Hazrat Mahdi, the last savior, peace be upon him, the still living one from Muhammad's progeny, who by the aid of Allah will take vengeance of the blood of his ancestor, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and the rest of the oppressed of the world.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio.
People rise up and mourn. It is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein.
The movement of Imam al-Hussein as the principle of dialogue through speaking is the well-known method of explaining the messages of the prophets. And this is what we refer to when Almighty Allah said, "And each nation had its own warner." But the corruption of the leadership sometimes reaches the point where warning and explanation are not sufficient to put an end to the greatest falsehood. The corruption of one who corrupts the entire nation by his actions because the people follow the religion of their leaders. So it would be necessary to establish a movement beyond explanation and dialogue, an unusual movement in which blood is sacrificed. This movement would awaken the nation from its depth to see the corruption of the leader's soul after it had neglected the corruption of the leader's deeds. and thus the rule of the Umayyads collapsed shortly after the killing of Imam al-Hussein. His revolution was considered the source of all revolutions which arose throughout the nation, which hadn't been seen before the killing of Chief of Martyrs, Imam al-Hussein, alayhi salam. Sayyid Abbas Razavian.
We were talking about bala, which means calamity, tribulation. And we're talking about that the core of Ashura is bala. And that's what the word Karbala has bala in it, meaning that it is calamity, it is tribulation, it is misfortune. The first step of Ashura was taken by Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And for us to reach a very high station by reciting Ziyarat Ashura, we need to know that the first step is understanding bala. And that is the step that Imam Hussein alayhi salam took. He coped with and dealt with the bala. He was the one that had patience in such tests and tribulations. As you know, brothers and sisters, bala and misfortunes are something that actually increases in rank. When you think of one of the greatest actions that the Ahlul Bayt did, you can think of Karbala, because it is a place where Imam Hussein alayhi salam is being tested, and he's being shown that is he going to choose Allah or is he going to choose others than Allah. So with this test of Imam Hussein, we understand that Bala brings tarfi' for the Ahlul Bayt. It raises their ranks. Even though for us, many times misfortunes happen, bala happens to us because of our own actions. And this is what the Holy Quran says, that it happens because of our own hands. But for the prophets and the Ahlul Bayt, bala happens for them because of tarfi'. They don't have sins, they don't have faults. So Allah wants to elevate them, raise their rank. True, even for us, besides our sins being forgiven, we can be elevated in rank with bala. It has this characteristic. When we think of the greatest test, for example, of Imam Ali alayhi salam, the greatest accomplishment, and what truly showed what Imam Ali was it his strike on the day of Khandaq that we can say was his greatest action? Was it that he slept in the place of the Holy Prophet in Laylatul Mabit, that he slept in his place when they were going to murder and attack the Holy Prophet, and he stayed in his place knowing that he would be attacked and murdered, but then they found out it was somebody else besides the Holy Prophet?
Ya Hussein, Hussein, Hussein. Ya Hussein, Hussein, Hussein.
Lessons of Muharram.
Ya Hussein, Hussein, Hussein. Ya Hussein.
You are with today's special, and now, significance of Salah. In the midst of the Battle of Karbala, Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, never forget the importance of Salah, or prayer. When it was time to Zuhr, Imam Hussein, along with his companions, stopped to pray, even with Yazid's army constantly shooting arrows towards them. It is fitting, therefore, that we say in the ziyarah of Imam al-Hussein that I bear witness that you established Salah. The importance that Imam al-Hussein gave to Salah is a prompt for us to always prioritize Salah wherever we are and whatever we are doing.
Karbala, al-Husayn, la ilaha.
We want to know Imam al-Hussein, so let's look at his golden words. In his will to his brother Muhammad ibn Hanafiyyah, Imam al-Hussein wrote, "There is nothing to be worshipped, no God except Allah. He is one. He has no associate." And that truly Muhammad, Allah's greetings and blessings be upon him and his family, is his servant and messenger who truly came from the truth. I did not step forward for idle play or diversion, nor out of recklessness and arrogance, nor to cause corruption, destruction, oppression, tyranny, or injustice. Rather, I come forth to rectify and restore the religious community, the Ummah of my grandfather Muhammad, Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his family. I want to enjoin the right and prohibit wrongdoings and act according to the tradition and customs of my grandfather and the way of life of my father Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. Whoever in truth accepts me, know that Allah is the one who deserves to be accepted more than I do. As for those who reject me, then I will be patient and steadfast until Allah rules on the rights between me and this group. And He is the best ruler.
When we look at the life of Imam Ali alayhi salam, one of his greatest tests was that he had to be patient, was that he had to have forbearance when it came to the tragedy that happened to him after the Holy Prophet of Islam passed away. That they took him and they drug him, dragged him on the streets and tied his hands up, and that they martyred his dear wife, Lady Fatima salamullah alayha. This was the test of Imam Ali. And this was the greatest test of Imam Ali. The test of Imam Hussein alayhi salam was Karbala. And this was an action that was not only limited to Imam Hussein. It is an action that the Holy Prophet of Islam prepared. Imam Ali prepared, Lady Fatima prepared, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, they all prepared. And that this is connected to Imam Mahdi. So this is a movement of all the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. When we think of Ashura, we should not only limit it to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Therefore, this is the bala and the calamity of Sayyid al-Shuhada of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And this is one of the best ways that Allah can show how one of his dear and sincere servants can sacrifice everything that he has for Allah and to show his purity and show his forbearance and show his angels. It's very interesting, when Adam was created, the angels were wondering, why have you created such a person that he's going to spill blood? They were complaining. But then when you look at Ziyarat Nahiyah, it says that the same angels, the angels were amazed by the patience of Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein amazed the angels about how much patience can he have, how much can he sacrifice for Allah, and at the same time, deal with this bala, and also thank Allah for it, that Allah is giving him this test and raising his rank. So inshallah, this Muharram, we can understand that Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the center of Ziyad Ashura, the center of Ashura is bala. And this was the great test of Imam Hussein, the great affliction of Imam Hussein. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ahla bayti tayyibin tahirin.
Condolences to all Muslims all around the world on the month of Muharram, when Imam Hussein alayhi salam was martyred in the land of Karbala. Dear friend, inshallah, we continue our discussion on the next episode of today's special. Until then, wassalamu alaikum.
اللهم اجعل محياي محيا محمد وآل محمد ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد.